I'm just hoping I don't have, like, horrible coughs during this whole thing.
You might. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll just try and turn away from the microphone.
Just add it to the list of stuff that has gone wrong while we're recording this.
It'll go right under Grace eating jelly beans.
Me eating jelly beans, a hailstorm.
I totally forgot about the hailstorm.
A classic.
If it's a disaster, it's gonna happen. Welcome back to It's 2 a.m.
Welcome.
I'm Jad.
I'm Grace.
Today we're doing Netflix Originals Part 2.
Part 2. Yes.
Of course, when I say that, I always think about the I Love the 80s logo, and they're like, I Love the 80s Part 2.
Oh yeah, I never watched those videos you sent me.
Ah, they're so much fun.
You were like, we should do this. I was like, yeah.
I mean, they basically just recap the 80s and we would be talking about them recapping the 80s.
True. But who knows, you know. Anyway.
You just like pull out chapstick, who knows?
Anyway, puts on chapstick.
What show do we want to start with? Do we want to start with Glow, since we keep forgetting it every time?
Yeah. Yes, we can start with Glow, actually. Because we were, like, really adamant that we were going to talk about it last time, and we didn't, so let's do that.
Well, you know, if it cannot happen.
So I haven't seen season 2 of Glow. So, I can't really speak much to that, but...
How have you not seen season 2?
The most I've ever liked Alison Brie.
Why do you dislike her?
Huh?
I said, why do you dislike her?
I don't know. We talked about this last time we talked about Netflix stuff, because I was talking about, Diane from,
BoJack.
BoJack, yeah. Why I was thinking American Horror Story.
You know, good old Diane.
Full second. But yeah, I think I was talking about this last time. I think I just like the characters that she's drawn to are just like not my favorite. Or I don't know if it's like her acting or I don't know. But you know, you just have those people that you're just like meh on.
Yeah, I mean, I do hate Rita Ora.
Right, yeah, exactly. Although, yeah. but I like her in Glow. I think her character is... Although, I don't know. She just still does dumb shit that I'm like, I can't even get behind as, like, a flawed hero sort of thing.
Like what?
Like the fucking your friend's husband thing. I'm like, why would you do that? Like, why would you do
Who knows? It didn't seem like she was getting anything out of it either, so it was just like, why?
Right, exactly. I was like, you're that lonely? Like, go fuck a stranger. I don't know what to tell you.
Go fuck a hobo.
Yeah, that's the answer.
I mean, it's close.
So yeah, but I do like her. I really like her acting in it. I think she's, like, a really good actress in that.
Yeah, it feels like the first time that she's gotten a chance to do something of this caliber.
Yeah.
I mean, I do often think about Community, but I never watched Community, so I can't refer to it.
I despise her in Community.
Okay.
But we can talk about that another time.
Another time.
Yeah. Chad's dying, everyone.
Yeah, it's cool.
Just to warn you, this might be Chad's last episode.
Yep.
Distinct possibility that I will be doing our season finale alone, which I'm sure everyone will enjoy.
Just you talking to yourself?
I'm really good at talking to myself. I've been doing it for 25 years, so.
I mean, same.
yeah, no, I, GLOW is a lot of fun because it's, like, pretty much all women characters.
Yeah, I think there's only, like, 3 or 4 male characters.
Yeah, there's, like, I mean, there's the husband who, like, appears for a minute. Then there's Marc Maron's character. And then there's the other guy who's, like, the producer.
The gay guy.
Yeah, who's, like, so clearly gay. Is he really gay in season 2?
Yes. And there's a whole thing with that.
Oh, cool. I should watch that. Because when I was watching... And I know that another character is gay also in season 2.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is cool. But yeah, it's, like, a really... It's kind of like, Orange is the New Black. It's, like, a big, diverse cast of females.
Yeah.
But, of course, it centers on the white women.
True. So it's, like, a step in the right direction, but also to the left.
Yeah. It's okay. Baby steps, I guess. I really love, I think my favorite is probably, is her name Carmen? The girl who's like the daughter of that famous wrestler guy.
Oh, I want to say yeah.
It's like Carmen or something like that. I think she's my favorite.
I love that actress.
Yeah, me too.
Her character doesn't get a whole lot that she does though, in general.
No, not really. And then, oh, I do love, what's the black woman's name? Cherry?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my god, love her.
Her husband is also around a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right, that's true. So, I think until they, like, go on the road, right?
I think. So, diversity.
A black man. Yeah, no, she's cool. Those are my only thoughts.
She's cool. My only thoughts.
She's cool. Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, I remember when the show was coming out, I was interested in it because, I mean, I'm a Jinji Cohen stan.
Oh, right. I forgot it was her also. Yeah.
Yeah, I was, like, wondering how she was doing this and Orange is the New Black, because Orange is the New Black seemed like it was so much work.
I think she's a little bit hands-off of Orange is the New Black at this point.
Oh, okay. Which would explain a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, it's whatever. At least it's ending.
Yeah, rip.
Finally.
Rest in pieces.
I like how a lot of people were upset that it was ending, and I'm just like, it's time, dude.
Yeah, it is. Oh, past time. Past the expiration date on that one, friends. It's like, kind of reminds me of, like, Scrubs.
Yeah. Like, when they just, like, kept going.
Yeah, like, the last season was, like, just an entirely new cast, and they were like, it's a teaching hospital.
Let's do Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, I was like, no.
Just because you have Dave Franco doesn't mean I'm going to watch it.
Oh, that means I'm probably not going to watch it. Yeah, speaking of Alison Brie... They're married.
Who? Oh, yeah, I totally forgot. Mm-hmm. What a serendipitous thing for me to bring up.
Yeah, right? Anyway, yeah, no, I also love Jinji Cohen in general. Although her shows do tend to kind of go past their expiration date, I feel like. So I wonder if that's going to happen with GLOW. I don't know.
She does seem to have an apex for all her series.
Yeah, she seems to, like, have a limit.
Just around, like, 4.
Yeah. Although I can't see GLOW going past, like, 3, maybe. I don't even know.
That's fair.
Yeah. It's just such a... I don't know. Small scale show, like, I feel like the audience just isn't that wide for it, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's true, because I mean, most of the people who do watch it aren't even, like, wrestling fans.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're not watching it for, like, the historical actors. Although I have to say, after I watched season one, I watched the documentary that's on Netflix about the real Glow.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. It was really good.
See, I've been meaning to watch that, but I never got around to it, so now I feel like I have to.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend checking it out. It's a really, really interesting story. And, like, to see the, like, real characters also, like, the real women, is very cool. They're, yeah. To, like, hear their stories is very cool.
True.
And I'm like, oh, I can see why this piqued someone's interest to, like, be a TV show, you know?
Mm.
It's, like, a cool story to tell. Even though it's kind of, like, a weird thing. It's like, oh, ladies wrestling.
Yeah, it's very obscure. Like, that's why when they came up with the show, I was just like, are people really going to be interested in this?
Yeah, like, super niche.
So, yeah, Glow's great. Alison Brie's good in it.
Definitely give it a watch. What did you say?
I said Alison Brie's good in it.
She is. Despite my feelings on her, it's fun.
Since we're talking about community people, did you want to talk about love?
I will talk about love for a hot minute. just because I hate it so much. And I demand answers. It's on like season 3 or 4 now, I think.
I think it's going into season 4.
Season 4, yeah. Which is absurd. It's not good. It's not good. And here's the thing. I love Gillian Jacobs so much. I will watch really bad things for her. But I couldn't even make it through. I don't think I finished season 2 of Love. I hate that little gremlin man so much.
I just never could buy that they're supposed to be together.
Right? And, like, they kind of do it in a way where they're, like, trying to make it very, like, indie, like, oh, they, like, shouldn't be together. They don't match, or they're blah, blah, blah. But, like, also, they're just two straight white people. I don't understand.
You just mesh them together, and they go. They're like socks.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Exactly. So, I don't know. And they, like, made her character, like, a sex addict or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. That's, like, her character arc. I think it's mostly in season 2, where she actually starts going to therapy and stuff. And it's just, like, I don't know. There was, like, an episode where she was like, oh, I'm not gonna, like, sleep with anybody, blah, blah, blah. And then she, like, and they, like, have sex in a car. And I was like, this is basically, like, a straight dude fantasy. Where a girl's like, I can't have sex because I'm a sex addict. But then she, like, breaks her rule for him. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Just, like, really, he's that irresistible? His scrawny little ass?
I can tell you for a fact that's a hell no. He has a giant
Woody
head.
Woody Allen looking ass? I don't think so.
It's true. He has a gigantic head, though.
Oh, he's got a huge head. I'm like, why are you not playing, like, some sort of crazy wood nymph creature in, like, a sci-fi show? Like, why? Whatever.
I think you're going to say a politician.
That, too. He could also, you know, if there was ever a Woody Allen biopic, he could,
swoop in.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Here I am with my giant nose.
With my giant beak.
Insulting his appearance now.
Okay, yeah. We're becoming cyberbullies.
I don't care. He can find me.
Have you ever seen the movie Cyberbully with Emily Osment?
No.
Ugh, it's so great.
Is it like a Nickelodeon movie?
No, it's ABC Family.
Oh, ABC Family. Okay.
Where this girl got cyberbullied and then tried to kill herself.
Oh, fun.
But the way that they do it is so dramatic. So it's not even, like, sad, it's just really funny. Like, she goes in the bathroom, it's just like, I can't get the cap off! Yelling about the pills, and I'm just like, okay.
Oh, wait, yes, we did! We watched that together.
Okay, because I'm just like, who the hell greenlit this and thought, wow, this is very moving and powerful. I'm like, no, this is fucking funny.
Yeah, we did watch that together. I remember that now.
Ugh. Shame on them.
Ugh, so funny.
I know. Anyway, let's talk about Kimmy Schmidt. Unbreakable.
Yeah.
That was our friend's ringtone for a while, and I hated it.
That song.
Well, yeah, because it seems like she played it all the time.
I do love the theme song, though. They did such a good job.
I love things like that to an extent until they get run out for me. Mm. And it just ran out for me.
I like that this is mostly about the ringtone.
Well, it was quite an enduring time.
It's burned on your brain forever. Yeah, Kimmy Schmidt is definitely one of those shows that's just, like, it's really got that, like, Tina Fey mark of, like, outlandish humor.
Mm-hmm.
Where it just, like, I feel like it, you know, there's some jokes that you're just, like, that almost push the envelope of, like, not being funny because they're so outlandish. But they're, like, still funny. It's...
Yeah.
It doesn't cross the line that badly.
I think my favorite thing about Kimmy Schmidt, well, one of them, is definitely, like, the weird robots that they never really explain.
Yeah, like, the one in the latest season. Just was, like, hanging out with them. It's like, this is fully a robot. Like,
the funny thing is I'm just, like, they talk around it. Like, they talk about the bots. They're, like, I think they're called, like, Yuko bots or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, blah, 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 Yuko bot. And I'm, like, okay, but are you guys going to explain, like, where they came from? Or is this just, like, something I have to accept?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'm talking about, where, like, some of the jokes, you're like, okay, that, what? Like, wait, where did that thing come from? But it's, like, you're just kind of rolling with it. I feel like even in season one, you're just, like, sucked into this very crazy world, and you just kind of accept it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everybody on the show is, like, just...
crazy.
Insane. Yeah.
And everyone called me fucking Titus when it came out. Everyone called me Titus when it came out.
Well, you are Titus, so.
Yeah, but, you know, like.
Well, you are. you know those, like, commercials he's in? What are those commercials? Are they, like, Febreze or something? Isn't he in?
Oh, the little thingies that you put in your clothes?
Yeah. Those. So when my mom saw that, she was like, that guy looks like Chad.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, he knows.
Everyone tells me.
Yeah. Well, you are. So we can move past that. It's okay, because I'm Carol Kane's character. Like, 100%. She's me in, like... 30 years.
Like a good 30.
Hmm?
Like a good 30.
Like a good 35 years.
I just remember making that tag me of Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, that was fun.
That meme was, like, super popular. And we decided to make our own.
Yeah. We're like, we'll just make our own. Because I made that one and a Yu-Gi-Oh! One.
We'll just make our own photoshopped memes.
That's the thing with memes. You can create them on your own.
Yeah, I know, but we just, like, shared them with our friends. It wasn't even like we were, like,
dispersing it to the world.
Yeah. We were just like, we're gonna post it on this Facebook group. That's private. Oh, loves it.
It's so us.
Yeah. No, I love Kimmy Schmidt as part of the Tina Fey cinematic universe.
Yeah.
And the fact that Tina Fey has to play a character in whatever she does.
Yeah, I liked her character in the first season as the lady with the wig. That really fucked up hair.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she came back as a more rational version of herself.
Yeah. The lady with the wig.
The lady with the fucked up wig. She was a lawyer, I think. Anywho.
Was she a lawyer? You know who in the latest season I really liked the guest spot was Busy Phillips.
Oh, I love Busy Phillips.
I know. I love anything she's in.
I want to say I heard she's getting a talk show.
Ooh. I could see that. I don't really watch talk shows. I think talk shows are kind of weirdly going out of
fashion.
Yeah. But I could see that for her for sure. She's definitely got that sort of personality.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Talks about Busy Phillips for a second. I just love the fact that her name is Busy. It's like, who are you? I'm Busy.
I'm Busy. She was also iconic on Freaks and Geeks. You should
get around to watching that.
Yeah.
I keep watching the first episode and stopping. Like, I've done it multiple times.
Yeah. I could see it not being up your alley. But it's really very iconic television, so. Yeah, I really liked her and Carol Kane playing off each other. I thought they were super, super fun together.
Yeah. What else do we have on the list? Oh, I know we wanted to talk about BoJack again because the new season came out.
Yeah, we can revisit BoJack because I actually, I watched the new season and then I went back and I rewatched everything else.
Yeah, I think I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, well, I was like, I haven't seen season one since it came out, I don't think. And I haven't seen everything all together. Like, it's, you know, it's one of those shows that comes out per season, so you don't really get to binge it. You just binge seasons.
Yeah.
Which is just interesting. I don't know, interesting, like, the different ways that we sort of watch things. Some things you get to, like, totally binge. Other things are, like, per season. Other things, you know, you watch when they air,
yeah, I have a lot of shows like that.
Yeah.
And the waiting week to week is so taxing.
Yeah. I still have to rewatch, like, The Good Place all the way through. I don't think I've rewatched it. But yeah, BoJack, I really liked season 5. I really enjoyed everybody's sort of, like, stories. I love that Diana and Mr. Peanut Butter are finally not together anymore. Because that needed to end. I think we talked about that.
I think so.
The last time.
Their road to dissolution.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, I liked it. I really liked season 5. I can't remember what, like, Todd's storyline was.
It was just about him being Ace and trying to come to terms.
Oh, right. He was dating that, like, fish girl. Whatever. Blizzard thing. Mm. Fish thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I could give or take that storyline.
I mean...
Although...
I was gonna say, I mean, fair.
Yeah. Although I did like the conclusion they came to, sort of being like, just because we're both asexual doesn't mean we, like, make a good couple.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. Like, they actually did not have anything else in common.
Like, at all.
Yeah. And then they brought back Abby Jacobson's character, so.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting them to bring her back. She just came back.
Yeah, I wasn't either, but that's I like that they did. Yeah, no, that's I really liked season five, and I kind of enjoyed watching it and then going back and rewatching everything.
Yeah, because that episode Time's Arrow is really good.
Ugh, I love time. Yeah, that one when I was like looking forward to getting to that one.
Like how we're both sniffling.
Yeah, it's fine. We're just both dying. This is gonna be a really fun one to listen to.
Honestly, it's just gonna be me like, I'm glad that people can't see us because I'm literally just lounging around.
Yep. Chad was shirtless earlier.
I was on fire.
Oh boy.
Like, I think I might have a fever, but I'm not 100%.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm not sure, but also I might be dying.
I do it all for the fan.
Well, you hold on there, buddy. You keep holding on there. Put
What else?
something cool on your forehead.
I will. I have to find something. What else happened in season five? I know there was that episode where it was BoJack giving the eulogy.
Yes, which I feel like that was, you know, in season, was it season four where they did that episode where he was underwater and he couldn't talk the whole time?
Yeah.
I feel like that was the equivalent this season of like that sort of like, we're gonna do something totally different because it was literally just him giving the eulogy the whole episode.
Yeah. So it's a trade-off.
And what?
So it's a trade-off. One episode where he doesn't talk, another where he talks ad nauseam.
Yeah. And I felt similarly about both episodes in that I was like, this is a cool concept, but not really rewatchable.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Or not really, because I mean, I'll admit I'm the sort of person that like half watches things a lot of times. And things like that will quickly lose my attention if I'm not like,
Fully engaged.
yeah, exactly. If I'm not like tuning into different storylines and that sort of stuff. But really cool concepts, you know, like I can appreciate it. It's just like, as an episode of television, I'm like not super entertained.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Although I did like the underwater episode better when I went and rewatched it and paid attention a little bit more. I was like, oh, okay, like sure.
Yeah, I remember that being a fun one.
Yeah, it's definitely it's interesting.
I just really liked that dolphin rapper.
Aquafina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's just like, I'm just gonna do what I want.
Whole storyline where she like Diane has to get an abortion, so they like pretend it's Awkwafina's abortion, but then she gets pregnant.
And she's like, I'm actually keeping my baby.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Yeah.
so.
They do interesting commentary. I mean, that's part of the reason I like BoJack a lot, is just their whole commentary on like everything.
Yeah, it's very well put together.
It is.
Speaking of well put together, let's talk about American Vandal Season 2.
Also, can we just mention RIP American Vandal? Like,
Really?
can we just take a moment to like
I was not
mourn?
expecting that at all.
No, the loss of a great, great show. I'm very upset.
I've heard that that the show might get picked up by someone else.
Oh, yes, I did see that.
I could see it going to Hulu.
To Hulu, yeah. Yeah, I mean, where else would it go?
I guess the only other place is like Amazon or something like Pop TV.
Oh, Pop TV.
But they've got their hands full.
with the Schitt's Creek.
Which I just watched season 4 of that on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so good.
I'm very...
I have to rewatch that. I've rewatched that show, like, twice or three times.
Ew, David.
Ew, David. No, David. Yeah, what did you think of American Vandal season 2? Because I liked it, but definitely not as much as the first season. And I think it's because we had a little bit of disconnect with the school not being their own school, so them not knowing the characters.
Yeah.
Was just, like, a little bit different.
I agree, because season 1... definitely, we were a little bit more enmeshed, especially with the camera crew and stuff.
Yeah.
Because they were in the story.
Yeah, exactly.
But with this one, they were just so outside of it that I kind of got disconnected.
Yeah. I was reading like a recap or a review of it or whatever, and that's basically what they were saying, is there was just like a disconnect, and it probably would have, you know, obviously, like, the full story and focusing on the, like, characters was important, but it probably would have been better to, like, have more of Sam and Peter in the storyline as well.
I agree.
So, you okay?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just fanning myself.
All right. Just checking. Fanning yourself with your list of notes.
Well, what else are they for? I know my whole thing between season 1 and 2... Oh, God. I hit my computer. I know my whole thing between season 1 and 2 was, definitely a lot of the storyline in season 2 was a lot more intricate, which is why a friend of ours definitely was just like, I like season 2 more than season 1, and I was like, you are the only person I've ever heard say that.
You think it was because it was more, like, complicated? Like, there were more...
layers to it?
Layers to it, yeah.
Yeah, I think that might be what it is, because she loves mysteries.
Gotcha.
So.
Gotcha. I can see that, because I actually really liked the way they did the conclusion in season 2, because... in season 1, they were like, oh, we're just going to leave it open. We don't know who actually did it, even though we're going to, like...
infer.
Point you towards one person. We kind of, like, there is no conclusion of who did it. But then, you know, they can't do that again. They can't do that every season. So I actually like how they did it in the second season, where they, like, they were like, it was all of these people.
Well, if they did it like that, it would just be BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Just, like, a full season of one case of BuzzFeed Unsolved. Yeah. Anyway. I really liked how they tied it up in season 2. Because it was one person, but it also, like, wasn't fully one person, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I too agree. That I did like overall I liked it. I just didn't like it as much as the first season.
Yes, agree.
But I feel like that's like the thing with a lot of new stuff. It's like once it's new, it's new. But once it's already been done, you're like, eh.
Yeah. Maybe I don't know. Maybe that's why they canceled it, because they were like, well, whatever.
What are you guys gonna do? I told you, if they were going to do a season 3, it really should, like, stumble onto an actual murder.
That would be great. No, I loved the first episode of season 2, I think it was, when he was like, people were sending us all these requests and, like, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, including an actual murder that somebody thought we could solve.
This week on BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Well, when you said that before, I was thinking, oh, what if season 3 they did, like, a supernatural, like, it was, like, ghosts, and they had to, like...
Oh, I would love that. Like a haunted school?
Yeah.
That would be dope.
Ah, let's pitch this. Let's do it ourselves. I don't care.
It would end up very Scooby-Doo, probably.
I'll fly those actors out myself.
It was Old Man Wilkins.
Pulls off the mask. No, they should conclude that it was actual
and can't do anything about it. And then there's a supernatural crossover.
I love it. These are all great ideas.
They never should have canceled the show. We have great ideas.
We have really, really good ideas. When it goes to Hulu, we will email them.
Boy, do I have an email for you.
Boy, do I have a subject line for you. Do I have a tweet for you? Yeah, those are my only thoughts on that. I enjoyed it, and RIP. Rest in peace.
Rest in pieces. Reese's pieces.
It's sad, and frankly, I think it's homophobic of them to cancel it. I'll go on the record and say that.
Ugh, loves it. So yeah, The Babysitter. Do you remember that movie?
I do. I feel like did briefly talk about this, because we were talking about how Robbie Amell has played a teenager for like 1,000 years.
That is true.
But that whole movie is just a ride. It's a time and a half.
I don't really know what they were going for.
That's a good question, because it almost at certain points feels like a parody.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like a take on, like, certain horror tropes, but then, like, the rest of it is just, like, very serious. Like, taking itself very seriously.
Yeah, so it's very much, like, quite the juxtaposition on where you're supposed to stand as the viewer.
Yeah, exactly.
So, it just really, it really messed with me in that regard, because I was just like, this is supposed to be a comedy, right? Because it never said it was a horror comedy. It just said, like, a horror movie. And I'm like, so this is a comedy, right?
Yeah, it was pretty much. I mean, like, I always say that, like, I'm, like, a good litmus test for whether things are scary or not. Because I get scared very easily. And that was really not scary at all.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah. Well, it's really more of, like, one of those home invasion type movies. But it's, like, with the babysitter.
It was more, like, anxiety than, like, scaring. Yeah.
It's really more about being afraid in your own home.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't need a movie for that. I can just watch the news.
I can just get right on the internet and be scared of my own world.
That is slowly boiling. All I really remember is Bella Thorne was in it, and I was just like, why is she in literally everything?
Yeah, that's so funny. I mostly remember her character, and, like, not really the actual plot that was going on with, like, the boy.
See, that's the thing, is I'm like, I don't even know why I remember her character and stuff a lot. I think it's because she's in so many movies. Like, The Devil Works Hard, but her, like, agent works way harder.
Well, she is a robot, Chad.
It's true. Because she literally just goes from movie to movie. She was like, I have like 9 or 10 movies coming out this year. It's just like, how, bitch? How do you remember all of these parts?
It's her robot brain.
Yeah. Well, she also plays like bit characters in a lot of stuff. Where she's like the best friend or something. Yeah. There's very few where she's like the main character.
Yeah, true.
I think the only one recently was, well, there was a Lifetime movie where she was the main character. It was it was about, like, her boyfriend killed himself or something.
Oh, my God.
Because he was just like, I'm so in love with you and blah, blah, blah. And then he was just like, I'm going to kill myself if you break up with me. And I think she was just like, whatever.
Amazing.
Which, I mean, I would respond the same way. And they'd be like, you killed my son. I'm like, I didn't do shit.
Yeah.
That is his responsibility.
I miss Famous in Love.
I do, too.
I really do. I really miss it.
We really have to like rewatch it and like do a episode by episode breakdown.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. That's definitely going to be a 3 a.m. project.
Yeah, we really have to do that. Heinous in Love.
Heinous in Love. Yeah, since this show is being canceled,
we're just going to jump over to our other show.
We're going to just make a new show and just never stop. See if you can stop us.
See if you can stop everyone. Us, boss.
conspiracy.
Yes. Well, speaking of things that are scary, you said you were watching The Haunting of Hill House.
I am, which you were surprised about, which my other friends were surprised about as well. They were like, I thought you said it was scary, and I was like, it's not that bad.
See, so, we all know that you don't like scary stuff. I literally made you watch It Follows, and you told me the next day, you're like, I had the worst nightmares.
No, I didn't. I didn't have the worst nightmares. I just had, like, minor sleep paralysis for, like, a minute.
You know.
It was casual.
That should be on the box. Can induce sleep paralysis. Watch at own risk.
Yeah, no, just for a minute. That one, It Follows, also wasn't very scary.
No. It's more about the premise. Like, I was saying that the other day. I was like, horror movies don't really scare me, but there are certain scenarios that if I were in that situation, I would be fucking horrified.
Right, yeah. I think my issue is that, like, it's not that bad when I'm watching it, but then later.
Oh, when you think about it?
Yeah, like, I have a very overactive imagination, and it runs wild in the dark, so...
Wild in the Dark. A memoir.
So, what?
I said Wild in the Dark, a memoir.
That's my next memoir that comes out after, what was the other one I came up with? It was like Shirtless and Afraid or something.
Something like that. I said Crumbs on My Keyboard is a good one.
Crumbs on My Keyboard, yeah. That seems like a book of sad poetry.
I mean, I wouldn't read it. I mean, poetry is basically a dead medium.
Yeah. Let's get into this discussion.
Yeah. So, how do you like Haunting of Hill House? Because I'm very curious.
I really do. I really like it. I've seen up to episode 3.
Episode 3 is probably my favorite.
Yeah. It's definitely... Definitely my favorite so far. Probably will be my favorite, because Theo is definitely my favorite character.
Mine too. I think all of the gays love Theo.
Oh, yeah. She's just, like, classic lesbian.
She's iconic lesbian.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I really like it. I think that they really... At first, like, the first episode, I was like, how am I going to tell all these people apart? Because there were just, like, too many children. I was like, how many children are there? I could not figure it out. And then I had a thought in the episode where she's, like, the mom who, by the way, can I just say that actress, she was hot in Spy Kids when she was playing a mom. She's still hot. She's still a hot mom. How does she...
How does she still look like? I don't know. I think about that a lot. Every time I see her, I'm like, wow. She still looks exactly the same.
She looks so good.
I love her.
Yeah, I was thinking about it in the episode where she was, like, drawing the... She was, like, sketching out the plans. And she was like, yeah, I make the plans, and then your dad designs them. And I was like, oh, is this just, like, a Joanna Gaines AU? Like...
Basically.
Because, like, they also have, like, 8 children or whatever.
Honestly, that'd be really funny if that was the model for this show. They're like, I forgot the name of their show.
Fixer Upper.
Yeah, there we go. I was going to say Income Property, which I know it isn't.
No. It's, like, an entirely different... But, yeah, think about it. They're, like, a designer, contractor, and... They have, like, 5 children, and...
I love it. I love this Chip and Joanna AU.
Yeah, this could totally be a take on their lives if they
lived in a haunted house.
Yeah. But no, I really like it. I think they really nail the, like, family dynamics and, like, all that sort of stuff, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched the whole thing, and the only thing I get upset about is they don't really explain the house that much.
I think it's just haunted.
Like, yeah.
Do they ever...
No, they never, like, tell you why it's haunted.
Right, okay, yeah. See that? I would definitely want to know that.
Yeah, so I think... moving forward, they would probably do that in another season.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't gotten to the end of the first season, but I was kind of wondering. I was like, how are they going to, like, keep, like, continue this story? Because it feels like a very contained story, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think... I think the creator said he wants to do a he might want to do an anthology type thing.
Okay.
So that would be interesting.
Yeah.
But I imagine they can't go back to Hill House unless they're just going to talk about, like, the people who used to live there.
Maybe, or maybe they're going to do, like, you know how the main guy, the older brother.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, writes a bunch of books. Maybe they'll just, like, do his books.
Oh, that would be interesting.
You know, like, the next book is, like, or the next season is, like, his next book after The Haunting of Hill House.
Huh, I would like that.
Yeah.
I think that would be a very fresh take.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, so, yeah, I do like it. I'm excited to keep watching.
Yes, please do. Let me know what you think about the end.
I will.
I did want to talk about Insatiable for a minute.
Yeah, go ahead and talk about that. I haven't seen it, so.
It's a show that catches a lot of flack because of the stuff that they say or do in it. And I'm like, well, it is basically satire. So, I mean, you can get offended by it, but I'm like, a lot of the stuff that people were offended by, I'm just like, like, I get why you're offended, but it's not that offensive. Especially when they're just like, oh, they're trying to say that because she was fat, she wasn't attractive. I'm like, no, she was fat and had a negative view of herself, then literally had her jaw wired shut for several months and lost a lot of weight. And then people started acting like she was a whole new person. They're like, wait, who are you? When did you come to our school?
Yeah, I did get that feeling when I first saw, like, the concept of it and stuff, and people were, like, railing against it. I was like, I feel like this isn't serious. Like, I feel like this is satire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, what's even funnier is that show, the show originally was I think it was supposed to originally be on, like, the CW.
Interesting.
I know. Imagine that on the CW.
I feel like the CW wouldn't do as good of a job with that.
True.
They take themselves too seriously.
I agree. I was watching some shows last night because I decided not to show Riverdale. And I was just like, wow, these shows are craptastic.
Yeah.
Because I was watching I've been watching the new Charmed reboot, and it's...
Oh, yeah.
After I got to episode 3, I was just like, yeah, this show is just not good.
Yeah, I know. I'm upset because it had a lot of potential.
It did. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Rip. They messed it up. Whatever.
Sucks to suck.
That's literally all I was thinking. It's like, sucks to suck. But yeah, Insatiable...
It'll probably be like a one season thing.
Probably. It has a very low rating on IMDb.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Insatiable's funny. I like it. I've watched, like, the entirety of it with, like, my mom in a weekend. And we had a good time.
Yeah. I don't think I'll get to it, but I'm glad you enjoyed it. I think it had a season 2.
It did.
Yeah.
I like how you're like, I'm not going to watch it, but I'm glad that you like it.
Just being honest. Just being honest over here.
I think we have, like, time for maybe one more. Do you want to do the Get Down?
Yeah.
Which is another rip.
Yeah, gosh. I love the Get Down so much. I mean, you know I have, like, an obsession with the 70s.
Yes.
And just, like, 70s aesthetics. And the Get Down, to me, was, like, so well done in regards of, like, capturing that era. And capturing that era of, like, disco and the beginnings of hip-hop and rap and, like, I just think it was a very, very cool story to tell, and I'm sad that it got canceled, because I feel like it's just a time in music history that doesn't get explored enough.
I can agree with that. The only thing that I had a problem with is they didn't do a lot of disco. And I'm like, well, because of the time period, they were, like, in disco and circling out, like, basically coming out of disco and going into hip-hop.
Yeah.
But they pushed the hip-hop angle so much that they completely forgot about the disco.
Yeah, I think it just was, like, they were trying to focus more on the other angles of it, and I don't know, maybe they felt like disco had been done, you know, because I feel like there are movies about disco.
The only one I can think of is, like, Roll Bounce.
Oh, I'm thinking of Boogie Nights. So.
Oh.
Oh, I love Roll Bounce, though.
I don't think I've ever actually seen it.
Oh, it's so good. I love it so much. Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with you. I think I just really like disco, so I'm like, I want to know more about it, but I don't think that was the story that they were trying to tell.
I mean, that's fair.
I
just would have liked if they would have done more disco.
Yeah, yeah. Or even if they had shown, like, if they had focused on disco more in the angle of disco being phased out.
Yeah, you know? That's really what I was looking for. But instead they just went straight into hip-hop, and then they were like, disco was kind of, like, in the background, and I'm like, yeah, I get it, but come on, dude.
Yeah.
Baz Luhrmann, you let me down.
Oh, I love Baz Luhrmann. But yeah, I like to Get Down. I mean, I think we were talking about this. I heard that it went way over budget, and that's why it got canceled. Like, that they, like, completely decimated the budget that Netflix gave them for season 2. And they were just like, nope.
Well, I could believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was part of the reason why they wanted to cancel Sense 8, is they were all like, the budget.
Right. Yeah, or maybe, I don't know. Maybe it didn't quite get the views that they wanted it to get.
Who knows? Netflix never releases any of their information.
No, they are locked tight. Yeah, I'm trying to think if I have anything to say in general about the characters. I really enjoyed Jaden Smith's character.
Me too. I think Neo Yokio is getting a second season.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to say I saw that somewhere, but I can't remember.
I feel like it will.
Yeah.
I feel like it was well received in general.
Yeah, enough.
Yeah. Enough. Yeah.
It was received and, well enough.
Yeah. And what's his name was also definitely gay, so.
Wait, who?
In the Get Down, the,
Oh, Shaolin, I think is his name or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely I agree. Gay. But we never got to explore that.
No, rip. Ugh.
So many shows taken before their time.
No. Have you seen Pose? Have you seen any of Pose?
Yeah, I watched all of Pose.
Is it good?
Yes, I actually do like that show.
Okay, yeah, I've been wanting to watch that too, even though Ryan Murphy can, like, eat my shit, but... I have been meaning to watch that, because that's another cool exploration of, like...
That time period. Or, well, that time period. It's the 80s, I think.
Hmm?
I think it's the 80s.
Yeah, early 80s. And, like, queer people of color and that sort of history and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, the only white person is basically Evan Peters. And Kate right. Mara. And James Vanderbeek. And I'm like...
James Vanderbeek?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He plays Evan Peters' boss.
Yeah, because you can't not have Evan Peters. Ugh.
True. Like, sometimes I think he's cute, but then other times I'm like, ick.
Yeah, same. Fun story also. So my hair is currently purple.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, just for people who can't see me right now. Because I was Raven for Halloween. But yesterday, I had my hair in, like, a top knot, like I have it right now. Like, in a little bun, little man bun. And somebody was like, oh, I thought you were being Tate from American Horror Story. And I was like, can you leave me alone?
He never even did his hair like that, so that's a lie.
Well, they meant Evan Peters in the latest season in Cult when he had his hair blue and he wore it back all the time. But they couldn't remember Evan Peters' name, so they were like, I thought you were Tate from American Horror Story. And I was like, you need to leave. You need to leave.
Get out of my paper source.
Don't say where I work. Yeah, it was traumatizing.
I imagine it was. Ugh, yeah. That's great. I love it. I love when random shit like that happens. So, I mean, honestly, that's all I have to say about The Get Down. I just wish there was more disco.
Yeah. I wish there was more of it. The aesthetics were so good. They were so on point. And...
Over budget.
I wish we could at least get, like, a spinoff about, what was her name? Mylena?
Well, it was something like that.
Her and her girl group. I wish that there was at least a spinoff about them, because... their story, like, not that the guy's story wasn't, like, fun in its own, like, was it, like, good in its own respect, but, like, I felt like their story, like, her story was just so much
more interesting.
So much more interesting. Like, her character journey was so much more interesting.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish that we could at least get a little spinoff of that, because I think she went to L.A. in the end, right?
I think so.
She, like, they
broke up.
Got her a deal and she, like, went off to California.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, rip. We'll never know.
True. Well, that concludes this episode of Netflix Part 2.
It's our second to last episode.
I know.
Ever.
How dramatic.
So dramatic. I can't believe we've been, you know, shot before our time.
All the good times. And then I just do a montage of
an
nothing.
Audio montage?
I was gonna say, like, just like a montage of, like, computer screens.
LOL. It's just like us on Skype. You should do an audio montage of us trying to say stuff and laughing instead.
True. It would just take so much work to look for, I feel. Even though it's, like, almost every episode.
I was gonna say, it's pretty much our whole podcast. So.
Well, next episode, we're going to be doing things that we forgot.
Yeah, it's gonna be random stuff that we haven't talked about yet, but we want to talk about it, so...
Yes.
That's it.
It's a grab bag of things.
It is. It's gonna be a fun little smorgasbord of... things we've seen.
Yes. So thanks again for listening.
As always.
Bye.
Bye.